whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministry. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m., and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
And dominate them, tell them what to do. And because of that, you may never learn how to talk to them. And you'll think there's something wrong with them, when in reality, there's something wrong with you. Stop, James. Let me go somewhere else here. That felt a little cold. Let me go somewhere else. So the triune man. Time is okay. The triune man is spirit or God conscious. Through your spirit, you become God conscious. Y'all with me? In other words, if your spirit has been recreated, a new creature, then all of a sudden you become aware of God. When that stone is taken out of your heart, out of your spirit, when your spirit is replaced from a stony spirit to a spirit that is new, you become aware of God. It's the first step of love. You got to be aware of it. You got to be aware of God. What that means to you and to me is how I act. What is he going to experience from what I do? Before that, I don't care what he thinks. He's God. He don't have no feelings. That's what people with stone hearts think. They think God don't have any feelings. Because he's God. He don't have no feelings. He's just joy, joy, happy, happy, happy all the time. You can't hurt God's feelings because he's God. You could be king. Could you get hurt as a king? Yes. The one thing that's good about God is God can control his feelings. You as a king might wipe out a whole nation. Is that making sense? Imagine you as God throwing lightning bolts at folks because they won't act like you want them to act. That's another one. Go to hell. Go to hell. But do you think that God doesn't experience the emotion? Yes. So God conscious makes you aware of God. Makes you aware of him. First step in love. I need to be aware of you if I love you. Oh. Some folk come to church for won't. What you gonna give me? What you gonna give me? God, what you gonna give me today? What you gonna give me? What does that feel like to think about it? What if you setting up at your house and somebody come in there talking about, what you gonna give me? I came. does that feeling feel like? Because that's what God feels. And that's what you got to understand. God has feelings just like you do. He just do not let his feelings control his action. And if you're after his likeness, you need to learn how to do the same thing. Because if you can't do that, you cannot create an environment that's conducive to love. Stop, James. What does it say here? Stop, James. Just stop. What does it say here? John 3:3-8. What does that say? What time? Ooh, that's right. I ain't going to get through.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born?
Hold it, preacher. Now you got to catch that. You got to catch what Jesus said. Except a man be born again, he cannot what?
See.
See. Stop trying to make folks see stuff that's in the kingdom when they have a stone in their heart. Stop. Just stop trying to make them see it. They cannot see it. They can't see it. Stop fussing and start praying. They cannot see what you see. It ain't that they're not wanting to see it. They cannot see it. Can't see it. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. He can't see it. He can't see how kingdom people live. He can't see how kingdom people treat it. He can't see it. Can't see it. You shouldn't do this. Why would you do that? Why do you do it? You can't. You don't see it. All you see is the person talking at you. Why are you talking to me about this? That's all they see. Why are you keep bringing this to me? Ain't nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Well, if you love God, you would. Stop doing that to people. It runs them away from you. They run in for, oh no, oh no, I ain't going over there. Making sense? Create an environment like Jesus did. Jesus created an environment where folks would come to him. The only folk didn't want to come to him was the religious folks. Trying to make folk live something. Trying to make them. I'm going to make you live. And because you can't, look at me. I'm so righteous. I thank God I'm not like this publican. Goodness. Okay, let me go further. So the soul. The soul makes you self-conscious. Your spirit makes you God-conscious. You need a new one. That's why when you ask God to come into your heart, be your Lord and Savior, he gives you a new spirit. Nick had a problem with it. He's talking about born again. What you mean? You mean I got to go in mama's womb and come on? And Jesus said, look, Nick, what's born of the flesh is flesh. What's born of the spirit is spirit. Now, if you look close, it says what's born of the spirit, capital S. Capital S. What's born of the Holy Ghost is spirit. Is it making sense? Okay, and so you got to catch that. And so that means you don't just come in here and get born again because you said, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to hell, so I'm going to get born. No. You got to be born of the Spirit. Is this making sense? Okay, so let's go a little bit. So now, the other side, this other entity that's working in you, the soul makes you self. Can I suggest to you, that's one of the biggest enemies you have is your soul. Why? Because the spirit is not subject to the soul. And the minute it grow up, it'll start doing things that your soul can't figure out. The minute you grow your spirit, it'll do stuff that your soul, because your soul looks for your reasons. It looks for your senses to make it make sense to it. But love is beyond your soul. It'll do stuff you can't make sense of. Ask somebody, how much sense does it make for God to die for you? How much sense does that make?
He's God.
Would you do it? How much, if a person said they was going to die for somebody, you'd be thinking about putting them in the, is that making sense? Because the spirit is not limited to mortality. Anytime your limit changes, your thinking changes. If I'm limited to mortality, I only do stuff that makes sense for mortals. Does it make sense? But if my spirit is not, my spirit don't ever die. So it's not limited to death. So it'll do stuff that my soul don't even, what are you doing? You gonna get us killed. But the spirit says, no, we don't die. Ooh, I hope I'm helping you. Folks be saying you crazy. And according to the soul, they're right. You are crazy. Because love do crazy stuff. It do crazy. We were talking about this at what time? Ooh, goodness, I ain't going to get there. We were talking about this in our Bible study. Abraham, that was crazy. That was crazy. He's going to take Isaac, go to a hill, put him on the wood. Got Isaac carrying the wood of his own altar. Put him on the wood and get a knife and going to kill his son. In our society, they put you in jail for that. Tell you you're a murderer for doing something like that. But the spirit is not limited to mortality. It don't see like you see. It see like God see. Is it making sense? Now, I could get in trouble with a message like this on the internet. Folks think you crazy. What are you teaching them people? I'm teaching them the truth. The truth is the spirit does not see like the soul. The soul is constantly looking for its reasons. It's looking for its senses that the body has to make what it sees make sense. And it's limited to mortal. And so its job is to protect life now. But the spirit is why God doesn't deal with the soul. Because the soul limits God. That's why God doesn't deal with the soul. Because the soul has fear. The spirit don't have fear. Because there's nothing you can do to the spirit. Stop, James. Stop. What does it say, preacher?
First John chapter 2, verse 16.
Goodness.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, The pride. I got me a big car. If you can't regulate your emotions, you can never do God's will. Because God's will and God speaks to you in the spirit. He's telling, when you understand spirit is eternal, the limits change. He's telling you to do stuff that your soul can't even get a wrap around it. It don't understand that. That's where it'll go. You'll be calling your own self crazy. Is that making sense? But can you do what God says? I was tempted right away. Tell God, That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here on this keyboard because I didn't get comfortable over here, and I'll just sit there and play. I'm doing my service. God said, get up from there. Go do what I told you to do. But I don't see no way. I'm trying to make God's word, his vision, his purpose make sense. A lot of folk are sitting today on what God called them to do, trying to wait till it make sense. It can I help you? It don't make sense, and it never will. I hope I'm helping you. I'm helping me. Helping myself up in here today. The Spirit does not tolerate fear. God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. What is the sound mind? Sound mind's in the spirit. Is that making sense, y'all? So when folks, when you see folk doing stuff that's out of the norm because of love, leave them alone. Just don't see it. Making sense? I heard about a couple lived so long, loved each other so long, and when one died, in a week, the other died. They willed themselves to die because they didn't want to be here without the other. Wasn't nothing wrong with them. They just didn't want to be here anymore. Willed themselves to die. You can do that to yourself through depression. Ooh, boy, goodness. Okay, let me. I tell you what. I can't go no further. We're at 12:30. I can't go no further because the idea is for us to get out. So I didn't mess around and went too far already. We'll pick up next time here. Okay? All right. So let me do this real quick. Altar call. If there's anyone in here today that would like, that you not saved, or you wasn't saved, and you thought you were saved, but you found out you wasn't saved. I ain't going to call you up, but if you're in here and you recognize that and you need to be saved, I mean, your heart is not stone. I don't want my heart to be stone, and I don't want to have an indifference to God. If you're in the house, stop beating yourself up because you don't go to church. Stop beating yourself up. Get saved. Salvation will change your heart. Stop doing guilt trips on yourself. Making sense? Stop beating yourself up. If you're in here and you recognize that that's you, I want you to pray with me. Okay, I want you to pray with me. And this is what I'm going to say. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is just what I'm going to pray, just so you know. In the name of Jesus, I accept Jesus for real. Simple prayer. I accept him for real. No pretend. I just didn't know. Now that I know, I want to be saved for real. For real. Okay? So if you're in the house and that's your prayer, pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. Father, I accept Jesus for real. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior for real. I mean it. It is in Jesus' name that I asked it. I thank you because I'm aware that the power to change me is demonstrated in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If you can raise Christ from the dead, you can change me. Now, I trust you to do it. In Jesus' name. Look at somebody saying, and I mean that. I mean that. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise in this house. Now, Look, church, no condemnation. No condemnation. If you've said that prayer and you really meant it, then for the first time, you are actually re-saved. Amen. And now the heart is different. And you'll find that you have a...
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.